Welcome back to Reptile Discoveries with me, Simon, and
Sophie.
How are you doing, Sophie?
I'm alright.
Yeah, it's been a good couple weeks now. You've been doing a lot of hard work with the banners across all social medias, getting them done for me, and working on, well, I'm going to say it anyway, it's more you doing a, working on a
website.
Thank you. Yeah, started a website and that. Hopefully it'll be up in the next couple months or so. We've been doing it because where I've started breeding reptiles, well, my praying mantis, and last year I was breeding my African land snails. I want to get more deeper involved with the snake breeding by the end of the year or maybe next year. So that's what I'm planning on doing. Anyway, reason why we're here, because obviously Sophie, give us a little info, because obviously when you was last on, we was talking about you with your fears with a spider. Would you want to do that again?
Potentially, yeah. Because there's part of me now that's more adrenaline.
Yeah, I get that. Obviously, when I first was scared of them, I didn't want to do it. But when I had her on me, same spider, Diana, I wanted to do it more and more. But obviously, you have to be so careful with them.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a problem. Because she doesn't really move. Well, you can't really feel her moving.
No, that's the best thing about the curly-haired tarantulas. They just really stay still. They only move if they start to get cold or if they're uncomfortable. They just find a warmer spot. When I was live on TikTok, she actually crawled into my hoodie. This second time I had her. And I just froze. I didn't know what to do. She started flicking hairs. Because where I was so panicking, they could feel all that.
Yeah.
And I was coughing and it was making things worse for myself. But yeah. Obviously, you got me now, so we should not have that problem.
Yeah, I'm in safe hands with you, so
yeah,
there's definitely part of us that wants to do it again.
I think if you're afraid of something, you definitely need to conquer your fear. If you can't do it, then...
Well, it's like I said on the last one, the snakes, I was a bit apprehensive about, and now it's like...
Yeah, I have noticed that you're a lot more confident in yourself. Obviously, same with the spider. The more you get them out, the more better you will be. Obviously, with Rex, you've been very lucky. Rex and my son, they don't see eye to eye for some reason. You've got it pretty easy with Rex. He likes you.
Yeah, I think he more likes us for the body heat, though.
Yeah, obviously I've got a video of it where he's behind your back keeping you warm and that.
Other way around, I keep him warm.
Yeah, that's what I meant, sorry.
I have got a question for you about Buddy.
For the people who don't know, Buddy's my iguana. He's a baby at the moment.
Yeah, I just want to know if he ever will stop whipping or if there's a reason why he does it.
He does it because he's not tame enough. He needs more one-to-one, which I will be giving to him very soon. He's his own character. 1 minute he's fine. As soon as he's on my head, he's fine because he's up. Tall, like the higher he is, the more comfortable he is. He just doesn't like it when he's at a low thing, he gets more aggressive, shall I say?
Yeah,
he has bit me, but that was my own fault. Where I've come home from work and I was very, very tired, and I decided to put my finger under his neck and decided to move my finger. And put it around his mouth. And he decides to bite me. But it wasn't a problem. It was no blood. It felt like a a baby. Will ain't got no teeth, just gummy me. So I was pretty lucky with that. Apart from that, I haven't really got bit by any of my animals. Obviously, like with Rex, where he scratches me and rips me open, but apart from that.
I think once I get to know, like, the animals and how they react, so like snakes with the striking paws.
Yeah, as soon as you learn their body language, the animals are easy to watch and you know what you're doing more with them as soon as you learn the
body. Yeah, I think it's just at the minute because I don't know, I'm not aware of anything. I'm not aware of the body language on animals. Because of the, I'm not used to the body language of certain animals, I don't know how to react.
Yeah, that's fair enough. A lot of people don't. What I can do in the next couple of days is... The best snake to show you is my very first snake, is Ruby. I can teach you, and when I next feed her, I have it on camera, and I can show you what she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, reading animals, is, if you're into it, is easy. If you're not, it takes a little while to... pick up.
Yeah, it's like if I've got hold of a snake, I'm worried that they're going to bite or they're going to do something because I'm not used to the movements of them. And
yeah, with ball pythons, you don't really get bit unless it's feeding and they misstrike the rodent and go for you instead. Apart from that, I haven't had any of that. I've had my hand in there and they've just missed me because where I've been tired, working too much, I'm not thinking what I'm doing. I've just put my hand in there without realising. I've had so many close calls, but I've never got bit yet.
Touch wood.
Yeah, definitely. Where do you see yourself, like, I think I've said it last time in the last episode, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years with reptile discoveries? Where would you like to see reptile discoveries at?
I would like to see it bigger, like expanding. So in forms of like a bigger unit or a zoo type thing for them to go into.
What I would like, I think it's going to take me a bit more than 10 years. I could be wrong. I've got a little business that I want to run before the zoo. That's all I'm saying because not a lot of people know what I'm planning on this little secret project. If that becomes very successful, then my zoo will become... here quicker than I would expect.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about now.
Where you want to see yourself in 5 years, 10 years?
Oh yeah, if my secret project goes ahead and does very well, then yeah, I would like to open up a reptile zoo. If it gets even bigger and better, I'll probably have 2 or 3 across the country. I think 3 to 4 would be the max. I don't want to...
You don't want to overdo it.
No, because, yeah. I wouldn't mind, because I know quite a few people, as Trigger's been on my podcast at the very first episode, I wouldn't mind having a couple over America. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah.
Might be coming on later in the month. I wouldn't mind doing a couple restaurants because I know he's into like chefs and that. So expand my experience in that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe in America I have a reptile zoo and a little restaurant on the side. I don't know, like that's in years and years to come, but I would want Mike to run the restaurant maybe. I don't know, that's far too way ahead.
Too advanced at the minute.
Yeah, it's good to have plans, but... Yeah, one day at a time, but obviously where we've been doing other projects, you've been getting my projects up and going a lot quicker than expected. Yeah, we're going to do very well. very quickly.
When I have a task, it gets done there and then.
Yeah, that's what I like. I'm the same. If I now want something done, I like to do it myself, like to get it done as soon as possible, if I can. 9 times out of 10, I do.
It's less stressful that way.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%. What would you like, if you had a reptile, what would you like to have?
Probably the snake.
Oh, fair enough. I would have thought you would have said Rex or something, because everyone loves Rex or Ben and Jerry. If you guys are listening, if you don't know, Ben and Jerry's my two leopard geckos. They do live together. A lot of people say, oh, you can't have them living together. If it's a same sex, you can. I've got two boys. If it's a female and two males, you can't do it because they will end up fighting. But no, they've come from the same clutch. I rehomed them because someone didn't want them, and they've been fine since I've had them. So,
to be fair, I love Rex.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I think I'd handle a snake better.
Fair enough. Rex, all lizards are hard work because you have to train them. Obviously, as you know about Buddy.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hard work, but I'm looking forward to working with him in the near future, sooner than expected. Definitely where he's going to get very big, very fast.
Yeah.
He's in a quite a nice size enclosure at the moment for a baby iguana, 5 foot. I will be extending that a lot bigger. I can't wait to make his own enclosure. Okay then, snakes. Do you know much about snakes? Obviously, you're still new to all this.
Not really. I only pretty much know, like, the diet.
Okay, so, obviously, you know I've got ball pythons.
Yep.
Or raw pythons, as we say in England. Obviously, you know corn snake. Do you know what a Burmese reticulate pythons?
No.
No, they can grow up to 20 foot or more. So they're quite massive. I wouldn't mind having maybe a Burmese. Reticulated pythons are a lot more aggressive.
So. Which spiders, which snakes are venomous?
It wouldn't be any of them. Any snake that I would like wouldn't be venomous. Not yet, anyway. I wouldn't mind having a king cobra, but obviously you have to with the king cobra, you have to have the venom, anti-venom. I think it's every 3 to 6 months you have to replace it, and it's very expensive. So, plus you have to go through licenses, and you have to have the vets to come out and see if everything's okay. If you want to do it legit, if you don't want to do it legit, then you're risking your own life and it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be. I would like a snake, like Ruby or Kimberly.
Yeah, non-venomous.
Non-venomous and tame.
Well, you should know me by now. I like to live dangerously and have. Obviously. I have to think about myself as well with my child and you. I can't do anything like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the best idea.
No, definitely not. Praying mantis. You've seen it?
Yes.
What do you think of him or her?
It's a weird creature, isn't it? It doesn't do anything. And you can never really see it either.
No, because it's a that praying mantis, what I've got, is a dead leaf praying mantis. So yeah, acts dead. Like, obviously, it's in the name.
Close in the name, yeah.
But yeah, it actually does quite a bit. If you watch it during the day, it does quite a bit. And obviously, I've got 1,500 of its babies, which would be hatching in the next 6 weeks, something like that. that I will have to try and sell.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, obviously I want to keep a couple of them. But if anyone's interested in, and you live in England, where I pray and get in contact with me on all social medias. Sorry, the thing stopped, so I don't know what I got up to. Praying Mantises, I will be sending them. Get hold of me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I'm all live for social media. Yeah, just get hold of me, DM me, and ask me. I'm happy enough to. That's only if you live in England. I can do it for at the moment. I will be looking into international shipping, but not in the first couple of years. It'd be after that. I just want to get myself settled in, knowing what I'm doing, then expand out of the country eventually. Within, I don't know, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah, because there's a couple of snakes that I want to send to a couple of friends of mine to America, but I don't want to do that straight away.
It's knowing how to do it as well, like going the right way about doing it.
Yeah, because this is quite a big business that I want to try and start up. Where it started, it's just pushing it further out. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I would rather do a bit by bit instead of
all at once.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, within 3 to 5 years, I want to see how I do international shipping. So, that'd be interesting for everyone.
It will be.
Oh, guys, by the way, Wednesdays, I think it is, we are thinking about doing a second podcast during the week instead of every Sunday. It's going to be a Wednesday now.
Yeah, and I'll be lead person on the Wednesday's podcast.
Yeah, lead talk show host. I'll be the co-host. Sophie, we'll be talking about whatever she wants to talk about. If she wants to talk about what she does in it, like what she's doing through the background of Reptile Discoveries, to maybe with, I think we was on about your friend Becky as well jumping on.
Yeah, Becky probably as well.
Yeah, she knows what
she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, she knows stuff about spiders, praying mantises and stuff like that. So that'd be quite interesting to hear as well what she's got to say.
Getting that's someone else's side of the side of events as well.
Yeah, maybe Trigger.
Someone else's like opinion.
I think Trigger probably jump in for that as well. Because she's desperate to come back anyway. So maybe I'll catch up with her at some point and try and bring her back in. Maybe for your first podcast as well.
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
Instead of her or Becky now.
Either.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool. So I'm going to wrap it up now, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. It will, honestly, get better within time. It's Sophie's, second time now?
Second, yeah.
So she's still a bit nervous, a bit shy, but we get her talking a lot more.
You can never normally shut me up.
I know, right? This is the only time I enjoy it, because she don't really talk.
Nice and quiet for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Give it a couple more shows, guys, and she will be talking a lot more.
Yeah, I'll come out my shell a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's when you won't hardly hear from me, because she's been talking a lot more than me. Right, I'm going to stop now, guys, and I'll see you in next week's show.
Bye, everyone.
Right, that's me out. My name's Simon.
My name's Sophie.
Right, keep discovering, guys. See you later.